And since you brought that up, I'll ask you about the election. What are your thoughts?
My parents were, you know, New Deal FDR Democrats. My whole family are still Democrats. I'm glad that we're going to have a shift in Washington so that it isn't just one-party rule. One-party rule didn't work for Soviet Union, so I don't think it should work for America. I think it's good that there's going to be a Democratic House and a Republican Senate. And I'm hoping that after all these years of divisiveness in the Capitol between the politicians, that they will learn that the only way to serve us, the American people, is to work together as opposed to trying to kick each other's teeth in.
And now you have a new Showtime series, City on the Hill. Now, that's not Capitol Hill. Would you like to tell us about that?
It's a series set in Boston in the early 1990s, and it deals with the, you know, the same sort of issues that we're facing today, racism, misogyny, gun violence, corruption in government. And Kevin Bacon is the star, and we're going into production the end of January. Hopefully it'll be on sometime early fall of 2019.
Are Buffalo names going to appear on street signs that kind of thing?
I think I've used them all up over the years. I've run out of guys I went to high school with. I've run out of all that stuff.
And I'm sure that you know that Buffalo is making a name for itself in the movie business, but I don't think that there's been a series filmed here. Any possibility of filming in your hometown in the future?
I dream of that, and I've written several pilots over the years set in Buffalo. None of them, unfortunately, sold, so I'm still trying to make that work out. There's a lot of concern, you know, in Hollywood about how much more it would cost to do a series in Buffalo. It's a fight you have to fight with them about, you know, but with the tax incentive that the state has and the very good film commission that Buffalo has, I know that we could make it work. I just have to come up with something that's going to spark a network executive's impulse to say yes. You have to bring in people, which means you have to house them and you have to pay them per diem, actors and crew members that you can't find in Buffalo, you'd have to bring in. So it can add up. But it's not impossible. It's just finding the right project to do there so that people understand that Buffalo is a great place to work.
Your cousin is Broadway icon Patti LuPone. You've worked at Studio Arena a few years before heading off to New York City. Ever think of returning to the theater or maybe bringing an adapted version of one of your TV series to the stage?
You know, I'm still very attracted to the theater. I've written a play that was done up at Williamstown Theater Festival this summer. So I'm still dabbling in the theater when I'm not writing the television stuff. But I would love to do a play in Buffalo again.
I'm sure that they would welcome you with open arms. What haven't you done that you still would like to do professionally or personally?
That's an interesting question. I've been very blessed to be able to do the projects that I want to do. I mean, in the sense of I'm not doing stuff that I don't want to do. I don't get to do all the stuff I want to do. I don't know. I'm just turned 67, and at my age, I find that I enjoy a quiet evening at home to be just as satisfying as going out and to a party or anything else. So I don't know. I don't know. I think I've been very blessed in my life, and it would be very greedy of me to say, but I want this or I want that. You know what I mean? I just thank God that I've been given what I've been given over the course of my life.